Welcome to the Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour podcast. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country. Now to today's edition of Pratt on Texas. From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management or donor muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day: same old unreliable federal Judge Yackel rules against Texas' new law requiring people who use a P.O. box for voter registration also provide evidence they actually reside where they registered? Yeah, a simple law makes all the sense in the world, but the vote-stealing, election-cheating Dem front groups LULAC and Voto Latino sued and tried to do something pretty crafty so the state couldn't appeal a loss in the case, but we got that fixed. And so we'll see. I'm sure this will go to the Fifth Circuit. More on it in a moment. Our Lone Star story today, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. Learn more at AlliedCompliance.com. Drug and alcohol testing, and all you DOT regulated folks, they do all your annual testing in that clearinghouse you fleet owners have to have. AlliedCompliance.com. Hondo City Council folds to agitators and cancels an existing contract for something that happens every year there, for building use for the annual Friends of the NRA event. And it's all over because people say, well, the people were shot in Uvalde. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the NRA or the Friends of the NRA event. In fact, if you know what the Friends of the NRA event is, you understand that's totally, completely separate and not associated with any of the political activities of NRA. It is the not-for-profit side of NRA that raises money mostly for what? Gun safety, for the only real effective program that's been around for decades, recognized around the world, the Eddie Eagle Safety Program for Children about firearms. So it just shows what a bunch of morons there are, and what a bunch of absolute, all but one of the Hondo City Council, just despicable people. We've got much border news, including more on how even left-wing San Antonio, quiet, they don't want you to know. They wouldn't want their voters to know, but even they've had enough with all these people coming through town. And much more ahead, my friends. Wildfires, all kinds of things. Listen anywhere, anytime, whatever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan, unless you're in the Gillespie County area. Big sky fire down in Gillespie County has burned 1,400 acres as of this morning. It's blazes near the Foster Ranch in Gillespie County. They've had Fredericksburg area homes evacuated. The wind, terrain, volatile juniper and oak fuels helping spread the fire started yesterday on Tuesday afternoon. A lot of agencies also over in Blanco County in the Hill Country. Fire there, 800 acres, and it's a brush fire. The crews were able to stop. It started this morning, I think. 30% contained this morning. Started on Tuesday as well. They think they stopped the forward progression of the fire. It's called the Smoke Rider Fire overnight. Many evacuations were issued in areas of these fires. The fires are part of quite a few blazes burning in central Texas. Crews battling fires in Hayes, Travis, Caldwell, and DeWitt counties, according to the Express News. All those fires are near full containment. Forest Service said there were 26 wildfires burning more than 3,500 acres yesterday. And about noon today, Parks and Wildlife said the Pardinalis. That's how we pronounce it here. Pardinalis, like Refugio, which should be Refugio, and Pedernalis. But anyway, Pardinalis Falls State Park's closed due to the proximity of the fire. And speaking of fire, in Wharton, a big chemical plant, Prime Echo, had a big plant fire overnight. They went and fought the fire and thought it was out, and then it reignited this morning. Some of the things on fire, it said chemical agents at the plant included hand sanitizer and fuel stabilizer. All right, my friends, want to remind everybody coming up on 27 August in Lubbock at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center, one of the best auction books there is, both silent, live auctions, all those things, contest, everything. And then the big live auction, one of the best auction books in the United States for hunting. And there's other stuff too, fine art, usually some fur or two and some luxury trips, you name it, it's in there. But it's a super auction, one of the best, and we don't let people go online and bid against you who aren't at the event and buy a ticket. That event's coming up. It's the annual Hunters Banquet and Auction. It's the official charity of Pratt on Texas. Over, I don't know, the last many years we've given away over $100,000, and even to youth shooting sports things, and of course anti-poaching efforts. We bought some very nice equipment for the game wardens, you name it. Official charity of Pratt on Texas, Lubbock Sportsman's Club, a Dallas Safari Club chapter. Remind you that Dr. Ronnie Jackson, our congressman from Texas 13, has been in the news. He's got his new book, Holding the Line. He's going to be there. There'll be a book signing, and each sponsor tables will get a signed book, one per sponsor table. We got a donor that bought these books and made them available, so that's really cool. And I like what one of our officers on the board said. Dr. Jackson's one of us. You'll know it when you meet him. And said our other reps should be there. John Furlow, Dustin Burroughs, Charles Perry, Carl Tepper, and Jody Arrington and others. Nobody. We don't do speeches, so you don't have to sit and listen to speeches. But get your tickets now at LubbockSportsman.com. And we're really glad to have Dr. Ronnie Jackson there. The left really hates him. All right, my friends. I had a listener email asking me how that some of the constables in Lubbock County are grieving their proposed salaries for the next year, and wanted my thoughts. And I said, I don't know the specifics. My position is the salary paid when one is elected to office should remain the salary throughout each office holder's term for all elected officials. I think it should actually be against the law to raise one's own salary or vote to, you know, it's a cabal of elected officials in any given thing. Whatever it is when you run for it, ought to stay the same. That's a 2-year term, a 4-year term, whatever it is. It ought to stay the same. And even if those salaries are raised during that time, until you're back on the ballot with competition, because it's a different office now, it pays something different, you see. Shouldn't be able to get in there and then ratchet your own salary up, either directly like commissioners do or through buddy arrangements with people in the courthouse. You should, even if they pass a raise, you shouldn't be eligible for that new level until you've appeared on the ballot again in an open election. It's just simple. I don't care how many other arguments there are. That's it. That's period. That's the only way with integrity and way to do that, because otherwise you have self-dealing in government. All right, my friends, I've got so many other headlines to get to and a lot of big stories. It's frustrating when I know I can't get them in. I do want to get this in, though. Put it up on the Facebook yesterday, and one of our great listeners sent it to me. Popular Science had a story put up last night. U.S. Special Forces will soon get support from rugged new aircraft. What it is? Well, Special Operations Command. They finished their competition amongst the defense industry, and they're going to buy up to 75 AT-802U Sky Warden planes. The big defense contractors, L3 Harris Technologies, but their partner that builds the air tractor is Air Tractor in Olney, Texas. We love them in Olney in West Texas. And these, they've built military versions before. These are really neat special. They'll support special ops forces like SEALs and Delta Force. And, of course, they make the yellow spray planes you see everywhere. And they're really cool. It's a neat story. If you want to read all about it, go see the piece there on the Pratt on Texas Facebook page. Way to go, Air Tractor. Glad to see it. All right, my friends. I've got, Texans. Biden, you know, announced when he first won, he put an executive order to not renew any deals with privately run prisons in the country. Well, this is creating havoc everywhere and killing a whole bunch of Democrat constituency areas with jobs, and plus making it where prisoners can't, you know, are having to be taken hundreds of miles. So bunch of Democrats, even Sheila Jackson Lee, and Republicans all together writing a letter to the president telling him this was a flub and please reverse it. We'll see what they do. I don't expect much action.
Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for institutions and business and truckers and fleet owners. They're your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. Lynell Roach and her crew will take great care of you. And her customers over the years have told me, especially truckers, say, oh my gosh, I've just heard from a lot of truckers say, oh, they're the best, wonderful. And so get in touch with them, AlliedCompliance.com. All right, my friends, the Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Federal judge strikes down Texas voter residency law. Or the headline in the Texan, federal judge strikes down Texas election law requiring residence verification of voter registration addresses. I know, you're scratching your head. Let's just, you know, let's go to Senator Betancourt, our good friend out of Houston, author of the bill. Told the Texan today, this is a disappointing ruling because it flies in the face of common sense election practices. In fact, folks, it flies Yackel's arguments, this crappy federal judge, his arguments basically fly in the face of what pretty much everybody always thought everywhere. It was just the status quo that if you registered to vote, that the state make sure that you're registered, that you actually reside where you're registered. Anyway, he said this flies in the face of common sense election practices. The law just requires that you register where you live. And without it, well, people registering to vote on the head of a pen. People cannot live in P.O. boxes. According to Senator Betancourt, there have been up to 8,000 voters registered at P.O. boxes in Harris County alone. Now, the reason we're in this position now is because LULAC, a once proud organization that is now nothing but a left-wing agitation group for the liberal Democrats, and Voto Latino sued. Now, why would two supposed civil rights groups sue over this? What is it? Remember when it was on ID, it was because nobody can afford it. Oh, it's free. Oh, they can't even afford the gas to go get an ID. But in this case, apparently, P.O. boxes used to cost like $40 a year. They're over $100. The little tiny ones at the post office is over $100-something a year now. Right at that, I remember the last renewal. It's shocking. In fact, it's just like buying stamps. You're just going to move away from it and eventually quit using it. So what is this? Is the idea, LULAC and Voto Latino, that minorities, they go around, of course, in this area, they have lots of money, and they go around and they do all the registration at P.O. boxes. Well, you know, this has nothing to do with minority rights or civil rights. It's just they're Democrat front groups, and they, you know, however they cast lots in the back room to come up with who was going to fight what, they were the ones that took this one on. And here's what's interesting. You know, they did this in a sly way to try to deny the state of Texas from being able to appeal the case because they didn't sue Texas. They didn't name the state. LULAC filed the original suit. They didn't name Texas as a defendant. They just sued the voter registrars in six heavily Democratic counties, knowing that when they lost, none of them would appeal. Barrow, Dallas, El Paso, Harris, Hidalgo, and Travis counties. So that Texas could have standing in the case, they had to intervene in the lawsuit by a motion as an interested party to show that the state has a stake in the case. So now that was granted. So now they will be able to appeal. That's how crafty they went after this one. It's insane. Oh, the statesman's version of this, says U.S. Judge Lee Yackel, writing in his order at the law in question, is unconstitutionally vague and overbroad, barring conduct that is squarely protected by the First Amendment. What? What's the First Amendment got to do with? It beats me. It just, the law requires people who register to vote using a P.O. box to then provide proof of a home address to ensure that they only vote in elections in which they're eligible. It's like my P.O. box in Lubbock is in different districts than where my home is. And it prohibited certain people from establishing a residence just for the purpose of influencing a certain election. That was like in the Valley where apparently in Edinburgh, where the mayor's people supposedly all went and registered, blocks away from where they live to vote and then went back the other, right after the election the other way. And this is crazy. And the law provides, well, what about college? They go on and on about college kids in here. And by the way, a lot of this has to do with the leftist activists who have used voter registration at Prairie View A&M and a few other places to try to affect huge left-wing gains in small towns where they don't live, but they're just there attending school. But It didn't keep them from doing this. The law specifically allowed people, if they were registered through a P.O. box at a university and going to school there, to register there doing that. So I don't know. It seems to me like this is just another junk lawsuit that Lee Yackel was real happy to go along with, because Lee Yackel is a scumbag of a judge. Just an absolute piece of you-know-what as a federal judge down sits in Austin. And, like I said, they set it up to where the only six people sued were lefty Democrat voter registrars, knowing none of them would appeal a loss. Well, the state fortunately intervened, and the court had to let them intervene because it's state law. And so now we could appeal. We'll see where this goes at the Fifth Circuit. But this is just beyond the pale. And I have some friends who are lifelong LULAC members, and they're Republicans. But I'm asking you folks, why do you continue? I know, we want to influence and have, but do you have any influence? When the LULAC convention way back in the early 90s was in El Paso, the national convention, I was in that hotel. I go there every day. I was just I met all these Republicans and Republican Cubans from Florida and LULAC groups. It's like there used to be one in Lubbock that was more Republican than there was one that was Democrat. And there was a lot of influence. This LULAC organization now seems to be, like League of Women Voters, for the most part, a completely front organization for the Democratic Party. So why lend it support? A lot of friends that are still members that are conservatives. But why lend it support? Because every time your organization's in the news, it's doing something like this, which is insane. Saying it's illegal that a voter registrar can ask for evidence of an actual residential, where you reside when somebody registers to vote in a P.O. box. Talk about aiding and abetting, cheating in elections, letting people all just register with P.O. boxes. It's just crazy. But there you have it. Lee Yackel rules against common sense again, and there's not really much surprise on that. We'll see what happens at the Fifth Circuit. Trial of Yasir Saeed has begun. killed his teen daughters, allegedly killed his teen daughters in Irving. Remember, this is what, 12, 13 years ago? Sarah, 17, and Amina Saeed, they were going to, hopes of going to college, living the American dream, but her own father, he was obsessed with them, didn't like them. They dated American boys and followed them everywhere, recorded their moves, and they even filed a police report accusing him of sexual assault. The charges were dropped. The girls were scared of their father. They begged their mother to leave. They did leave to Oklahoma. Then on New Year's Eve, 2008, they came back. She brought him back and brought him back home and to have dinner with him alone. He borrowed a taxi cab from a friend there in Irving, and he shot his daughters to death. And Sarah is recorded on 911. Her last words, "My father shot me. I'm dying. I'm dying." Guess what? They said he disappeared and thought he went overseas, but police have already, I think, already got a conviction on other family members that they were hiding him. It turns out the FBI got him. He's on their most wanted list, just 30 miles from where he murdered his daughter. He's been there for 13 years over in Justin, Texas, living under, I guess, a different identity. Good grief. Isn't that, it's just awful. Just awful, awful stuff. All right, my friends, we got a bunch more coming up. Stay with us for more on Pratton, Texas.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Join us for the 2022 Hunter's Banquet and Auction on Saturday, August 27th at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center, sponsored by People's Bank. The Hunter's Banquet and Auction features good times, great food, premium live auction, silent auction, and so many chances to win everything from fine art and luxurious vacation trips to guns, knives, more guns, fishing trips, and hunts nearby and around the world. And did I mention guns? Hunter's Banquet and Auction is Saturday, August 27th. Tickets now on sale at LubbockSportsman.com. LubbockSportsman.com. True Texans, I'll see you there.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and, as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that. Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pratton, Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Silvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Go to PrattonTexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Those of you listening in New Mexico and Oklahoma, we know you're all closet Texans at heart. Welcome to Pratton, Texas. Now, here's the man himself, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratton, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what you get when you have a bunch of lefty Democrat judges, Harris County. You know, they let everybody out with no bail money and all this other. Their crime rate spirals out of control, but they want to continue with this leftist stuff like we see in all these Democrat-run jurisdictions. Juliana Berg, writing for the Texas Scorecard, had a piece today. In April 2021, Marka Bodine, 32, was arrested and charged with continuous sexual abuse of a minor, a first-degree felony, and an improper relationship between a student and educator, a second-degree felony. The victim was a student of Bodine's in her sixth-grade English class. The teacher first connected with the boy, a little sixth grader, through Fortnite, an online video game. Folks, watch what your children are doing. The groomers and recruiters are all over. And later began texting increasingly explicit content to the sixth grader, which culminated in a sexual relationship when the boy turned 13. Abuse came to light when Bodine told her school principal she was being harassed by a former student who was threatening to harm himself. Well, she's not real bright. They look at it and see all this communications. Shortly after being arrested, Bodine admitted to engaging in a sex relationship with the student for 3 years. She even moved to the boy's apartment complex to be close to him. Prosecutors in Harris County called for a sentence of 20 to 40 years in prison. However, Harris County Judge George Glass gave the sentence yesterday to Bodine. 3 years molesting a little boy entrusted to her care, starting at sixth grader when she hits on him. She gets 60 days, less than 2 months in prison, and then probation. She won't even serve the 2 month sentence immediately because she just had a baby. And it says in the story, some wonder if her gender, meaning that she's a female, had something to do with her sentence, probably. With one citizen commenting that a male teacher would have gotten 25 plus years, that's probably right. But I think you better look at the fact that the judiciary in Harris County is made up of complete radical left-wingers. And there's crime rates out of control, partly because of it. By the way, the Citizens Committee in Lubbock's recommended $200 million bond for road improvements, which would be a tax increase on everybody. Pretty big one, actually. They said it'll be $3 to $6 more per year than the bond that failed that voters voted against last year, but they've left the Broadway portion out so that you'll vote for it. And worse, in the story I picked up at KMAC, the committee, the Citizens Committee appointed to judge the needs, they're not, see, that this is the problem with all this bond stuff. They're not just good civic citizens recommending what needs to be done and turn it over to the public. Because it says the committee also recognized, meaning therefore the need for public outreach and education, recommending the city create a, how can the city create a privately funded political action committee? Oh, but they do. These school bonds and everything. In other words, there's no civic service here. This, anyway, it's just infuriating. It's fine to say we need to do certain streets and things, but this, oh, we got to have a PAC to go get money. And of course, who's going to donate to the PAC mostly? You think it won't be engineering firms and law firms and people that end up dealing with these contracts and end up building the roads? Just wondering. Today in Texas history, the McAllen Ranch, 95,000 acres in present-day Hidalgo County, was given to a family of early settlers from the King of Spain. So if you've wondered why McAllen, the biggest city down in Hidalgo County and in the valley there, is called McAllen, is because in 1799, that was a Spanish land grant to the McAllen family. In 1980, Hurricane Allen hit the Caribbean and the Texas Gulf area. 28 were killed in the U.S. and over 200 died in the Caribbean. 1980, the 3rd of August. And on 1898, August 3rd, the Colorado County feud began in Texas. It was a murderous quarrel between rival local factions ignited when Larkin Hope, a candidate for county sheriff, was shot and killed by an unknown assailant. Jim Coleman, family friend of Sheriff Sam Reese, was immediately suspected. He was never charged. Less than a year later, Reese was killed in a gun battle on Columbus Street where Hope had died. Stray bullets killed Charles Bohm and wounded a boy named Johnny Williams. Even though evidence suggests that Reese had provoked the fight, his sons vowed to get revenge. Five more gunfights between May 17, 1899 and May 17, 1907. Five more men were killed and several others wounded. No one was ever convicted in the killings. Feud had a direct effect on the economic well-being of Columbus in Colorado County. In 1906, citizens voted to turn the administration of the city over to the county, and Columbus remained unincorporated for 20 years. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing witness interviews and statements, civil and criminal investigations, security, surveillance, employee background checks, and more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Nasty doings in Hondo in South Texas. Express News. Friends of the NRA fundraiser at Hondo quashed after council meeting. An angry crowd from Uvalde descended on the Hondo City Council this week as it weighed to vote to revoke. Didn't even have to vote on this. It had already been approved. A signed contract, meaning their word is not their bond, for a rental hall agreement for the local little community hall, for the local, they say, National Rifle Association group. These people don't even know what a Friends of the NRA event is. It's not the political side. You can't do any of the politics. You can't do any. It's the nonprofit side that raises money for the gun safety program, of which Eddie Eagle is the leader in the world. There are school systems that use it. All school systems should use it. It is the best way to stop these accidental deaths and things and to teach respect to firearms, the Eddie Eagle program. That's what the Friends of the NRA bank, which raise money for, this nonprofit part of NRA. And they're mad because there's also going to be a raffle of an AR-15 style weapon. Wow. So somebody killed somebody with one in Uvalde, killed a bunch of people to school with one, so somehow the rest of us were supposed to. This is insane. It's insane. They signed an agreement to rent the city-owned Medina Fair Hall for the fundraising event. It's supposed to be held Saturday. They've been doing these for 15 years. They leased this last year or last spring. And they pointed out at the meeting, but nobody wanted to hear it. They pointed it out at the meeting what the money raised for is for the Eddie Eagle program and for gun safety and children and all of that. Hondo City Manager Scott Albert said the council didn't even need to approve this rental agreement when they reserved the hall, but they decided to revisit it. In other words, the agitators pushed them into action. And the only one of them that's a real American is Councilman Brett Williams. He cast the lone dissenting vote. He warned he wasn't going to make a lot of you happy, but this is what God's put in my heart. The solitary, deranged individual whose motives will never be fully known shattered the lives of numerous families in Uvalde, he said, adding that intense emotions oftentimes lead to unjustified knee-jerk reactions. At this time, we're faced with one of those reactions, and I'm by myself in this. Denying the rights of legal, law-abiding organization and individuals is not the answer, Williams said. So, do you folks think, how would it play if because a rap concert at which 90% of the attendees were black in a certain black neighborhood, predominantly black neighborhood of Dallas or Houston, if something, you know, we had another, we've had them, shootings there and everything, and then all of a sudden we denied people, you know, maybe some black church organization or maybe a, let's just stick with the theme, a black music rap production convention at the nearby convention center, and we canceled their contract because, oh, well, you know, these people, this happened here and this. Of course, this is all bull. It's all bull. Denying the rights of legal law-abiding organizations and individuals is not the answer. That's exactly right. And, of course, it was the lefties that went there from Uvalde that instead of addressing the council properly, got up and screamed and interrupted pro-event speakers. They had to remove Angel Garza from the meeting, physically remove him. An NRA supporter, Joseph Breton of Hondo, noted his three kids are among the 30 million children who've taken the NRA's Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program, which he said was funded by friends of the NRA. Don't believe for one moment this was about being accommodating to the feelings of people in Uvalde. Agitators stirred this up, and it's wrong, period.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Was your property damaged by wildfire? Winters Dozer Service has the equipment and know-how to get your land cleaned up and back in shape. Some counties may even have state assistance available, so get with Winters Dozer Service now to get your property back in order. And while at it, plan to build future fire breaks with Winters Dozer Service. Get going now. Visit wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Make your home office or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart. H-A-R-T heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 12-29-OE.
There is a delicious treasure in Abilene not to be missed. It's Bell's Chicken Dinner House, where homemade, fresh, mouthwatering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts are created for your dining pleasure. Bell's Chicken Dinner House, an Abilene treasure, is open to serve you lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday and open Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch. Enjoy Bell's Chicken Dinner House Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
No personality worship here. Here is your host, Robert Pratt, with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Exclusive at the Daily Caller, Texas Democrat says he's given up on immigration talks at the White House. This is Representative Henry Cuellar from the Valley, or from the Rio Grande border. He said, I hadn't followed up with the White House because after months and months and months of talking to them, a lot of them are dealing with former immigration activists, so they have a different way of thinking. So I don't think I can ever convey to them. The career people understand it, but the White House people are former immigration activists, so the answer is no to that, he added. Texas Democrats suggested the White House not just limit their conversations about the border to activists, saying they should include border communities, border authorities. By the way, Democrat constituencies up and down that border. White House Democrat Party doesn't care. He says, and other authorities like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Border Patrol. I've always said when you look at border issues, you got to look at three factors. Yes, immigration activists. Second of all, they've got to listen to these border communities, which they're not listening to border communities. And that's one of the things I pushed very hard, Cuellar said. The other thing is they've got to listen to the men and women in green and blue and us. They need to do that. So I think what's happening is they don't want to upset the immigration activists. And I know that because I had somebody tell me that one time, meaning somebody in the White House. And I think that's wrong. And that's where they stand. They don't care. And I brought you a story recently that you didn't hear at Breitbart. You didn't hear, probably didn't hear anywhere else in the last many days about the city of San Antonio and how they last week had this. Did I cover that on Monday? I think I did. August 1st. They had a meeting last Thursday, and their constituents in, you know, parts of town were furious about these centers they've set up to hold illegal aliens before they bus them, or mostly, it said, 75% of them fly them out of the airport there to all over the country. You know, you're paying for that somehow. But anyway, and they don't have the ID to go through airport security. Isn't that funny? But millions, hundreds of thousands, at least, of these people get to go through airport security and fly wherever. But you and I have to go through. You know, it's just sickening. Well, there's more to all this, and it's getting worse. I told you how all of a sudden Monday morning they've got the trash people out picking up trash in that area. They've got police patrols in that area because it's their Democrat lower-income constituency was furious and showed up at this meeting last week. Well, there's more going on, and really what it is that San Antonio, despite all its public pronouncements of, oh, it's pro-immigrant and everything, and all, they're all, because they're leftist. I mean, far leftist mayor, everything else there. They've got a George Soros DA in Bexar County now. But really, behind the scenes, they don't like it either. And Breitbart has an exclusive out, Randy Clark. So they reviewed official correspondence, Breitbart did, between correspondence and emails regarding, I guess emails are correspondence, are they not? Anyway. Probably means letters and memos and emails, regarding a request to limit the number of daily migrant arrivals as local leaders level threats to bust them back to the Texas-Mexico border. San Antonio leaders, in private, not where the public, their big lefty friends can hear, but privately. One federal official even suggests piggybacking on Governor Abbott's initiative to bus migrants straight to Washington, D.C. as an alternative. In a July 27 letter from the city to U.S. from San Antonio to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, nonprofit shelters in Del Rio and Laredo, a request is made to limit the number of, they keep calling them migrants, illegal aliens bused to the local Migrant Resource Center in San Antonio. That place gives some place to be for a little bit when their departure hour on planes and buses is a little bit, you know, long, and they need a place to hang out. If they got a flight right away, they just take them to the airport or bus terminal. Email correspondence provided to Breitbart Texas shows the content and tone of conversations between CBP and the City of San Antonio representative, which referenced a threat to bus migrants from San Antonio back to the streets of Del Rio should the feds fail to abide by the requested limits that San Antonio is asking for. Letter requests migrants bus to San Antonio from the border cities of Laredo, Del Rio, and Eagle Pass together be limited to no more than 600 today. 600 today, they say their Migrant Resource Center is presently at double capacity of 600, so twice its capacity. And that's interesting. And then Abbott was on Hannity on Fox News talking about we're going to send more and all this. Again, he's using our money. It's a political stunt, but whatever. They're already flying them and busing them everywhere, but he's talking about, well, we'll just target other cities and send them there too, since New York City mayor and D.C. mayor are dumb enough to complain about it like that and make a deal of it. So they've fallen right into the hands of Abbott's national political campaign there by complaining about it and now giving him. The fact is they were already being bused and flown into these places. I'm just telling you, you're just paying more for that. But seems to be getting some traction and attention, so that part's good. I'll be for that. Big story by Randy Clark at Breitbart, and it's really what I've been repeating to you as I read you various stories. According to a federal spokesperson, 56% of all large migrant groups entering the United States from Mexico are choosing to do so in the Del Rio Border Patrol sector. Large groups are identified or defined as 100 or more persons. This border town currently leads the nation in large group crossings. On Tuesday, a group more than 250, mostly single adult males, forded the Rio Grande and surrendered to Border Patrol. It says DPS, Texas DPS Highway Patrol troopers, and Texas Army National Guard soldiers helped the agent sort the migrants by nationality, family unit, status, and gender. I told you, all we're doing is helping out with the keeping them here. This Operation Lone Star is a fraud on the people of Texas. We're not doing anything. It says, as has become routine, the few Border Patrol agents available to accept custody of the migrants arrived in transit buses as part of Operation Lone Star, Highway Patrol, National Guard. We're now getting them and returning them to those ports of entry to make it easier for the Border Patrol. But what easier for the Border Patrol to do what? Listen to the next sentence. Most of those within the group apprehended on Tuesday will apply for asylum. Yeah, they've all been told that. They know what to say. And they'll be released forever, mostly, to wait the outcome of their cases in the U.S. Most never show up. According to a CBP, that's Border Patrol source, speaking on the condition of anonymity, very few migrants within the large groups are removed, meaning they're not deported. Meaning, what does this mean, this headline? More than half of all large migrant groups enter in one Texas border sector. That border sector is the center point for Abbott's Operation Lone Star, which, despite what people thought, isn't up and down the border. It was basically in a very handful, very, very few counties. He said it's to deter. There has been no deterrence. Ever since it got announced, the biggest groups are still coming through that area. And what are our guards, National Guard soldiers, and our DPS doing? Well, we round them up and safely deliver them to the Border Patrol to process for catch and release. Or in this case, we actually assisted them in sorting the group as it came over. See, the public, we're putting them, Abbott said we're going to deter. What did we put the concertina wire up and then we just helped them through it? Yeah, literally on video, our guard soldiers helped them through. What happened to the deter them from crossing? All we're doing now is helping the Border Patrol to process them so much more quickly they can be released into the country more quickly. And yet Abbott is all over getting all this pat on the back for being tough on the border. He hasn't done anything, very few things, that are effective. He's tried some things, and kudos to him for trying them. But, I mean, my gosh, you got to be able to look at it and realize you spent $6 billion. You've been at this Operation Lone Star for a long time now, and it hasn't even caused the crossings to shift to another sector where it's not deployed. They've increased here in that area. This is a fraud on all of us, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fraud upon us. It's not that we don't want Abbott to be tough on the border. We want him to actually do it instead of just have a political bumper sticker program that benefits him and not us who are paying for it. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Long live Texas, long live liberty, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.